getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Off and running once again with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're on board. All aboard the polka train. Woo-woo! I've never done that before. That seemed kind of ridiculous. Anyway, here we go with another hour of great polka and old-time music for you. Once again, here on the Oompa Hour, and I don't even know what's in this big stack of records today, but we're going to find out, and we're going to find out right now. Let's start out with the Don Oust Orchestra. That's A-U-S-T, Don Oust Orchestra. Going to get us rolling with the Fairview Park Polka. All right, there you go. That is the Fairview Park Polka, Don Oust and his orchestra. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Glad you've joined us for another edition here. Remember now, when you're listening to the Oompa Hour, every song you hear comes to you from Phonograph Records. Hence, you hear the patina, the scratches, and the dirt. I try to scrape off most of the dirt and the boogers and the egg salad sandwich stuff. But, hey, every now and then. Doesn't it make you feel nostalgic, though? It's like, I remember when all my songs sounded like this. Johnny Bamba and the orchestra right here. Here's the Housekeeper Polka. Thank you. There you have it, Johnny Bamba and the orchestra, the Housekeeper Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Is that even politically correct anymore, a housekeeper? That's what they say. Moms, I guess, that you always were a housewife. Like that was acceptable back in the 50s to say a housewife, but you can't really say that anymore. Is like the mom a housekeeper? Or is that when you hire somebody like Alice on the Brady Bunch? I don't know. I do not have my definition straight on the situation. Fortunately, there were no lyrics in that song, so you could have named it anything and it wouldn't have mattered. Johnny Bamba on the orchestra. You're on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, right here on your favorite station or webcast or podcast or whatever the heck you happen to be listening to. We're glad you're listening. Here's Al Morouse now, and I've never figured out the meaning of this song. I'm assuming it's like a song dedicated to a radio station or an address someplace. Here's the 970 Polka. There you go, the 970 Polka there, Al Morouse, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, I realize we played three instrumentals in a row already on the show. What kind of an upstart does that, for Pete's sake? I'm going to find something with somebody singing here in a little bit, I promise. Want to talk about the World of Accordions Museum, though? I do. Encourage you to, at the very least, look them up online. Maybe right now while you're sitting there relaxing, listening to the Zumpa Hour. Maybe you're dancing, huh? Well, you can do it when you're done dancing, when you're resting. I don't know about you. I need to rest when I dance. So, check them out. worldofaccordions.org is where they are online. 1,400 accordions, concertinas, and such on display. All sorts of musical information, research materials, documentation, stuff like that. A lot of history about the people and the instruments. Don't forget, they have the beautiful concert hall. They have the accordion technicians and repair school. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. You want to pay them a visit. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. And you can check out their schedule online. Call them up, send them an email, get some more information. Fascinating place, worldofaccordions.org. All right. Here's the Florian Shimoleski Orchestra. This is the Good Luck Polka.
Cheers, cheers, oh that's the way to make a toast. Cheers, 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 everybody swing, tra-la.
la 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 la. Oh, that's the way to make the toast. I salute. Here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. The way to make the dough. Skull, skull, skull. Here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Roast, roast, roast. Oh, that's the way to make the dough. Roast, roast, roast. Here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
There you have it, the Florian Shimoleski Orchestra there, the Good Luck Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We do this every week right here from the very same spot, same turntables, same piles of records. There's still records in this mess that I have never played on the show, believe it or not. By the way, if you want to get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour, you can do that a lot of different ways. You could call or text to area code 218-259-2985. Yes, you can. You leave a voice message or you could send a text message, all right? I like text because then I don't have to remember what you said. I can read it whenever and I read it over again, see? Or you can email oompahour@aol.com or look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, as you'll find us there. So all these ways to get in touch with us here. If you have a request, dedication, question, comment, or just want to say booga booga, we'll take it, all right? Sad note on the Zumpa Hour this week. I just happened to notice here in the polka news that Les Larson of Les and the Polka Jacks has passed away. Depending when you're hearing this program, because different stations played on different days, it would have been about a week ago, a week to 2 weeks ago, depending when you're hearing the show. But condolences go out to the Larson family and everybody who knew Les Larson of the Polka Jacks band. One of my favorite bands back when I was working at the Polka Station back in St. Paul about, 40-some years ago. A long time ago, anyway. So let's play one from Les and the Polka Jacks, shall we? Here's the Strawberries Raspberries Polka. Thank you.
nice raspberries through my net I drank. There are friends gathered round, but often I do thank. All the strawberries, raspberries through my net I drank. There are friends gathered round, but often I do thank. I tasted that sweet wine, what pleasure that it was. I'd never had that kind. It brought new life to me, some joy and gratitude. I shared my joy with friends and changed my attitude. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, fruit wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round, the often I do thank. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, fruit wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round, I do thank. Last night I met this gal, with charming grace was she. I asked her for a dance, she accepted gracefully. All night we held a joy and rested for a time. And then she asked of me to taste that fruit of mine. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, fruit wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round that often I do thank. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, fruit wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round that often I do thank.
There you go, Les and the Polka Jacks, the Strawberries, Raspberries Polka, and Les Larson of the Polka Jacks passing away here a week or so ago, depending when you're hearing the show. So again, condolences out to the family and Les and the Polka Jacks. Made a lot of records, played a lot of dances. A lot of people had a great time at their shows. So there you go. All right, let's keep going here in the Oompa Hour. Man, I got a new piece of equipment here in the studio because the old piece of equipment that it replaced died, because that happens to equipment from time to time. It just conks out some of this stuff. The brains get scrambled and it just doesn't work anymore. It's not a computer, though, but it's a device that's used in the recording of this show. And it keeps distracting me now because it's got new blinky lights on it. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, what's that over there? It's new blinky lights. So if a record ends and I'm just staring off into space, I'm trying to figure out what the blinky lights do, and I'll notice that the record ended eventually and get back to work. Here's an old Fez Fritchie record. Man, let's hope this one plays, because this one's got a few miles on it. And this is not even Fez Fritchie and his Goosetown band either. This is called The Old Village Barn. Thank you. you go. That's an oldie but a goodie. Don't you love that? Remember when all your music sounded like that, had the scratches and noise in it? Fats Fritchie there. And an old village barn here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, an old Soma record out of Minneapolis. You know, Soma Records, the name Soma comes from the name of the guy that started the record company. It's his first name backwards. His name was Amos. And he flipped it around backwards and called it Soma Records. I didn't know that, did you? Louis Bashell and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. Here's the Zip Polka. There you have it, Louis Bashell and the Bashell. I always say it different. The Silk Umbrella Orchestra, anyway. Zip Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another show. Believe it or not, this happens every week, so make a mental note or write it on the calendar whenever it is you're hearing it. Hopefully you're hearing it someplace where they do it every week, because why wouldn't you, for Pete's sake? Wesley Ludwig and the orchestra, the Johnny's Knockin' Polka.
W okieneczko puka Jasiu drzwi. Puka Jasiu w okieneczko, puka Jasiu drzwi. Moja miła najmilejsza, proszę otwórz drzwi. Moja miła najmilejsza, proszę otwórz drzwi. Otwórz miła, nie bądź taka, mam coś dla ciebie. Otwórz miła, nie bądź taka, mam coś dla ciebie. Piękny światły pieścioneczek, ożenimy się. Piękny światły pieścioneczek, ożenimy się.
Yeah.
my honey, open up once more. Open, honey, don't be like that. Got something for you. Open, honey, don't be like that. Got something for you. Sparkling ring with big red diamond and my love for you. Sparkling ring with big red diamond and my love for you.
All right, there you go. The Wesley Ludwig Orchestra, Johnny's Knockin' Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging out with us again here on the show. What do we got going on? I was going to tell you, I did something I don't recall ever having done before this past week. You know, I think I told you the story on the radio. We replaced our water heater in the house, and it's the first time I've ever done that. I think it's the first time I've ever done that myself. Because as I get older, I get cheaper. And I like to think, well, I could do that. And I actually successfully did it. But it left us with an old water heater that was a 67-gallon water heater. Is that even a thing? Because I couldn't find one that size to replace it. And it weighed a ton because where we live, there's a ton of sediment in the water that piles up in your water. It might have to be 2 feet of sediment in it. The thing weighed a ton. We could, my wife, my daughter, and I couldn't hardly budge the thing. We had to get friends to haul it out of the basement. And we took it to the recycling center. Now, we don't live, you know, in a city. We live in a rural area where, you take stuff to the landfill. Or I guess now they call it a transfer station. You're transferring your crap. You're not landfilling it and you're not dumping it. You're transferring it somewhere. I don't know where. But there's a recycling place where they take, like, everything. You know, TVs, computers, washing machines, furnaces, water heaters, you know, whatever. And I'd never been there before. So we go rolling in there in our old pickup with the water heater. And I said to the guy, where do you want this water heater? And he points over there with the other water heaters. And there's a mountain of water heaters. And I would have driven past this place a million times. But, you know, you never see what's behind the fence. And it boggles my mind because this is not a large city. This is small communities around here. How much stuff there can be. I am telling you. There was a mountain of lawnmowers as high as a two-story house. You know, because they've got big machines that pile this stuff up, cranes and scoopers and stuff. And I'm like, there's got to be 1,000 dead lawnmowers in that stack. I mean, there was a two-story high mountain of lawnmowers. And the first thing I thought was, you know, if a guy could afford to be repaired, they probably wouldn't be there. Because that's what happens with just about everything these days. You know, you got a 20-year-old lawnmower and it conks out on you. Well, the guy wants $78 to fix it, or I could buy a new one for $120. Why would you not buy a new one? It boggled my mind, though. And the mountain of exercise machines, you know, running board, treadmill running things. And, all that stuff, the Nordic track things and all. I was like, holy, they got their exercise by hauling the stuff to the recycling center is what they did. But I'd never done that before, so I was pretty amazed. And I did like any other good red-blooded American guy would do. I saw a lot of stuff that said, that looks like I could fix it. I should bring that home. Good thing my wife was with. You will not. Don Peachy and the orchestra next. Here's Mamie's Polka.
I am so in love with Mamie.
can be.
It's Don Peachy and his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, as you know, in every show, we try to include at least one waltz, and the time has come. And maybe there are people getting married out there. I know that this whole COVID thing has really messed up a lot of people's weddings, because suddenly I have friends of mine. His daughter's getting married, and they went from a guest list of 150 to 15 because of travel restrictions and COVID and germs and just playing it safe. So, yeah, it's going to be a much smaller deal. But on the other hand, they're going to save a fortune. Anyway, here's a wedding, perfect for wedding season, which kind of, you know, we're into August, kind of the end of the summer now. This is Polka Punch and your wedding day waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Joy filled my eyes. You're the girl I had been waiting for, waiting for all of my life. My love for you grew stronger each day, stronger as years went by. Now today you're leaving my home today. You'll marry that man and he'll go away. Today is your wedding day. Leave me but love me when you go away. Let me hold you once more today. Dance with me, dance, little girl. Dance at your wedding today. Dance with me, dance with me, dance, little girl. Dance with daddy today. Come now, dance with me, dance, little girl. Dance at your wedding today. Dance with me, dance, little girl. Dance with daddy today.
There you go, your wedding day waltz. Ooh, polka punch here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Man, that's kind of a smushy record, wasn't it? Oh, how romantic. All right, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie? Why not? I think it's been a while since we've heard a Marv Herzog record. Man, sometimes the records seem like they go by so fast. Marv Herzog there, Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka. One of those great polkas that's been done by just about every band and just about every style, too, I think. Huh? You know, I was planning on playing a Whoopi John record last week, and I don't think I ever got to one. And now I found another Whoopi John record, and I don't think we've ever played this one on the show. I mean, it's possible. It's possible. Because I can't remember every record I've played over the last 6.5 or 7 years or whatever it's been. But I don't recall playing this one. Here's Whoopi John and the band. This is the Fisher Maid Polka. All right, you know, you gotta love a Whoopi John record, don't you? I mean, even if you're not German, you gotta love it. All right, we have Bob Timko's orchestra over here. Not a lot of records in the collection from the Bob Timko Orchestra. Good record, though. Here's Ray and Ed's polka. All right, Ray and Ed's polka. Way to go, Ray and Ed there. That's the Bob Timko Orchestra. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I never say it, but I'm Tim. You probably figured that out years ago. But anyway, and if you're just joining us and you're going, what the heck is this? It's old-time music. For an hour every week, played off phonograph records. And it's not because I don't like the new bands. There's a lot of modern-day young bands. I read so many articles, so many things on the internet from people. What are we going to do? All the old people, no young people are going to play polkas anymore. There's plenty of them out there, and they're switching stuff up a little bit, making it more appealing to younger people. And I know them people, well, that's not playing the music the right way and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's changed year after year after year after year for 200 years. And if I sat here and played records, played the way they played them 200 years ago, you'd all be going, yuck. You know, but there's a lot of great stuff out there. And by the way, and I remind you regularly that a lot of musicians, both old and new, are doing live shows on the internet because there are very few live gigs happening right now due to the situation around the world. And a lot of the musicians are doing live gigs like on Facebook Live or YouTube Live and other things like that. And if you have a decent computer and high-speed internet, which I know a lot of you do, you could be watching these shows live, and it's really cool because, you know, you're hearing them in nice, clear sound, and they're live, and sometimes they can interact with the audience, so you can make a request, and they can go, you know, hey, Hank, we'll play that for you in just a minute, because it's an interacting thing. It's just cool, and they're doing it, and a lot of them are doing it. A lot of my favorite young bands are doing it. And I mentioned some of my favorites all the time, the Chardon Polka Band, Molly B and Squeezebox and Ted. Hi, Ted. Hi, Molly. I love you guys, man. Alex Meister really shakes it up. There's a lot of good and fun stuff out there. Alex is pretty wild. Some of you old school traditionalists may not dig Alex Meixner. When I'm talking to people, I tell them, especially if they're not polka people, I tell them he's the Jimi Hendrix of the accordion. But he does traditional songs. You may know him and not know him. Do you remember a commercial years ago? I can't remember. Was it for Pizza Hut or something? They were talking about pepperoni. And they had a guy that had a drum on his back, and he was playing an accordion and marching back and forth as Alex Meixner in that commercial. Anyway, so check it out online. Look up some of your favorite bands on Facebook or just Google them and find their websites and find out what they're doing, because a lot of them are doing some great live shows. And if you have some of the fancy TV stuff like a Roku or what else is there? There's all these boxes you can hook up to your TV that hook up to the internet. If you got a big TV, you can watch them on the big screen in your living room so you're not sitting there staring at your iPad or your computer. Good stuff out there. And these musicians are knocking themselves out to entertain you even though they can't get out and play live. So check it out. All right. What's coming up? Oh, I got Bernie Gordish with his TikTok orchestra coming up in a second. But we should probably do the commercial here. I love this new electronical gizmo we have here, because it's got a timer on it, so I know when the show's over. I used to, seriously, I would look at an actual clock, and because obviously I'm doing the show at whatever time, and the radio station or wherever you're listening to it plays it back on their schedule. So I might do it at a quarter after 10 in the morning. So I write down 10:15 on a piece of scratch paper so I know that by 11:15 I should be shutting up. And now this is counting it for me. This is like luxury, I'm telling you. Anyway, Bernie Gordish and the TikTok Orchestra is coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's get back to work here. All right, I promised you we would have Bernie Gordish and the TikTok Orchestra. This is called Red, White, and Blue. All right, there you go. That's Bernie Goidish and his TikTok orchestra there in Red, White, and Blue. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Why is it I can never find that record, like around the 4th of July when I really want it, you know? It's just, they disappear into the shelves. Let's see. How much time do we have left on the old show now that I can look at my automatic machine that's counting this kind of stuff down for us? Art Fitch and his Polka Dots is a group I've always liked, mostly because when I was a little kid, one of their records was the first record I had that was on vinyl that wasn't black. It was a bright red record that you could see through, which I still have. And I do play a track off of it every now and then, but it's so beat up because I've had it since I was like 4 years old. But anyway, so every time I see an Art Fitch record, Art Fitch and the Polka Dots, I get a little warm spot in my heart. And here's a good scratchy one just to make it authentic. Here's the Kapuzer Polka. There you go, Art Fitch and the Polka Dots. Man, that record had plenty of that authentic, scratchy sound that we love so much here on the Oompa Hour, huh? Well, look at that. The old automatic time-counting gizmo over here tells me if I try to play another song, we're going to be over time. And you can't do that. No, no, no. So we'll have to put the lid on it for this week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!